We tend to hear more about boy soldiers, but girls have been also recruited for the past 20 years. Isabel Guitar works with Child Soldiers International, the British charity that issued the report. She says that even though a lot of these girls were abducted, when they were collecting water or fetching wood, the charity was shocked to realize that some of them are going of their own free will to join armed groups.
About a third of the girls that we interviewed had actually chosen to join an armed group. And there were many reasons for this, but almost half of those girls told us that they had joined the local militias called the Mai Mai after they could no longer pay their school fees or their families couldn't pay the school fees. And there were other reasons, of course. There were many overlapping reasons. There was need for protection against other armed groups or a desire for revenge if they or their family had been victims of attacks from other armed groups. Many also were seeking a livelihood and income, and joining an armed group was a way to find that. But although it may sound like a choice when we present it like this, in reality, joining an armed group could have been the only option, really, to escape a life of utter poverty and to protect themselves, their families, or their communities.
She says people have been trying to help girls who come back from these armed groups, but not so much is done to prevent them from joining the groups. As Guitar said, poverty is usually what brings these girls to turn to armed groups, and that's because the country has been engulfed in political turmoil for such a long time. Vava Tampa, a political activist from a group called Save the Congo, says that right now the main issue is what he describes as President Joseph Kabila clinging to power.
He has refused for an election to be organized. He has not said a single word on this issue, which essentially is giving rise to tensions, widening and deepening tensions in Congo. And all of those gives us ground to believe that Kabila is attempting to stay in power. And if you take into account the recent dialogue which was held in a military camp between Kabila and his former lieutenant, who became then opposition figure, amongst them Vital Kamerhe, essentially that also tells us that absolutely Kabila is trying with everything within his power to cling on to power.
The UN Security Council has called this weekend for a peaceful transition. But Claudia Seymour, a longtime Congo researcher for SOAS, says the country has had a quote-unquote overload of international advice. She says this is actually making it harder to solve the crisis.
The situation of young people is dire. And so if young people do have the opportunity, if Congolese in general have the opportunity to get their voice heard, so that the government contract with its citizens can actually be respected. And this is a Congolese story, not a donor story, not a UN story, not an aid story. But that people can get in so that their government will be held accountable to them to provide their services they need. We have a very different situation in the Congo today than we do.
However, Vava Tampa believes the UN Security Council has to take action because some Congolese will not stop protesting, even if they're risking their lives in the process.
The UN Security Council ought to take a huge and powerful stance on this issue. The Congolese people have showed over and over again. We saw thousands of Congolese people taking to the street across the country in Kinshasa, as well as in Goma and Katanga and Bujima and so forth. 42 of them were killed, but nonetheless, they still went onto the street. If you take what happened last September, over 50 of them were killed, but still they went onto the street to protest. And over the past 4 weeks, many of them, despite being arrested, being harassed, being abused by security forces, they still go out to protest. And that tells us something, that the Congolese people are determined to protect their constitution and to ensure that there is a peaceful transition of power.
Isabel Guitar says that to stop girls from joining armed groups, long-term intervention is needed. The UN's mission, though, MONUSCO, is helping on the ground. But more immediately, the government's priority should be to help children stay in school. She says this is the only way to prevent them from joining armed groups.